PTSD is a mental health disorder that can develop after experiencing something traumatic. This is characterized by physiological arousal due to memories related to traumatic events that reoccur continuously. Interpersonal trauma is the most likely form of trauma to result in PTSD. This includes, but is not limited to, emotional, sexual, physical, abuse, neglect, or assault. Symptoms of PTSD include increased anxiety, intrusive memories related to the traumatic event, dreams or flashbacks of the event, irritability, impulse control issues, social isolation, and emotional numbness or apathy. In order to diagnose PTSD, there has to be a traumatic event in the patient's history that has caused some sort of reoccurring memory, flashback, nightmare, emotional distress, avoidance of trauma-related stimuli, negative thoughts or feelings due to the event, or trauma-related arousal and reactivity. These symptoms must be persistent for longer than 1 month to be considered for a diagnosis. People with PTSD show many abnormalities in the brain and neuroendocrine system, which plays a role in stress, memory, and learning. The four abnormalities are neuroendocrine disruptions, hippocampus dysfunction, the amygdala, and prefrontal cortex. Neuroendocrine disruptions cause an increase of circulating epinephrine, strengthening the consolidation of emotional memories via the activation of the amygdala. This happens in a dose-dependent way. Patients with PTSD show higher levels of epinephrine and stress-related catecholamines. It is unknown if this comes before, making them more susceptible to higher levels of trauma, or if it comes after as a result of the trauma itself. You become more sensitive after the trauma and more on edge. The hippocampus plays a crucial role in the continued stress response felt by people with PTSD. Traumatic events lead to high levels of glucocorticoids, which damages the hippocampus. The hippocampus, with a high density of glucocorticoid receptors, becomes more sensitive to stress, leaving itself more susceptible. Chronic stimulation of these receptors results in an atrophy of hippocampal cells. The amount of trauma has a positive relationship with the severity of hippocampal abnormalities, so the more severe the trauma, the more severe the abnormalities, and vice versa. A reduction in volume and density makes the hippocampus less able to depress the stress response, which is a part of the negative feedback loop. The amygdala also plays a role in the consolidation of emotional memories. Epinephrine directly and indirectly activates beta-adrenergic receptors, helping the consolidation of emotional memories and fear acquisition. Epinephrine stimulates the vagus nerve, which activates the nucleus of the solitary tract, which in turn activates the amygdala, storing the traumatic memory. Beta blockers can stop this from happening as they do not allow epinephrine to stimulate the vagus nerve, causing the memory to not be stored as an emotional memory. The prefrontal cortex is important for controlling activity in the amygdala. It allows inhibition of unnecessary emotional responses to stimuli. Epinephrine at high levels impairs the prefrontal cortex function, impairing its ability to inhibit inappropriate emotional responses. This is also known as hyporesponsiveness. The autonomic nervous system controls involuntary bodily functions such as breathing and heart rate. A difference in the autonomic nervous systems of individuals with PTSD is that they experience hyperactivity, causing physiological changes such as increased breathing, heart rate, blood pressure, skin conductance, when faced with a memory, flashback, dream, or trigger related to their past trauma due to a high arousal and sensitivity towards reliving the experience.